Hello and welcome to Integrity and Purity. My name is Zoe and I'm so glad that you have joined me for today's episode. So grab your Bible, grab a cup of tea, and let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for this podcast and that people are listening and learning about your words. God, let me say the right things and speak through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today, we are going to be talking about missions, and I found some sermon notes from a really long time ago, and I was reading them, and I'm like, man, I need to share this on the podcast, so I'm so excited to be sharing this. Okay, so missions. What comes to mind when you hear the word missions? Maybe you think about a missionary speaking in church, or you imagine placing money in an offering basket that is going to some far-off country where you would never dream of going. Whatever your view of missions may be, we have to be careful that we do not become victims into thinking that missions is only for far-off countries. We can turn our everyday lives into a mission field. Even walking into the grocery store or checking the mail can become a mission trip. You never know what people around you are going through, and reaching out to people in your everyday life can make a huge difference. Every single day, when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror, don't just see another person living life. See a missionary going to the mission field. Every morning you need to wake up and pray and say, God, I am going to a mission field. This is not another day of work. It's not another day of school. I'm walking into a mission field where the fruit is ready and it's ready to be harvested. You don't have to go to another country to be a missionary and to have a life-changing experience. You can go next door. The first point I would like to make is where you are right now is your mission field. God has placed you where you are for a reason, to make an impact in someone's life. I'm going to say that again. God has placed you where you are for a reason, to make an impact in someone's life. Sometimes God calls us to stay where we are and be a missionary. Not to stay where we are and do nothing, but to do something. God is calling all of us to reach out to the people around us. You don't have to have some radical story of how God called you. It can just be obeying God and following through with what He wants you to do every day, at work, at school, wherever you are. But here's the thing, it involves speaking out. We have all heard that if we are just nice to people, they will turn to Christianity. This is not entirely true. At some point, we are going to have to speak out. This brings me to my second point, which is speak out. Be real around people and share the love of Christ. We cannot just be nice. Being nice is part of it. It's a good thing, but it cannot be the only method. At some point, we are going to have to say the name of Jesus and tell people why we're being nice. Why are you being nice? Why are you doing this? Jesus. We have to speak out. Once I had a friend who was really shy and didn't talk to anyone. I was nice to her and she was nice to me, but guess what? That didn't get anywhere. One day, I decided I was going to talk to her instead of just being nice. I pulled her aside and I talked to her. Later, she pulled me aside and she said she wanted to talk to me. We prayed for each other and got to know each other. I had to actually talk to her to make a difference in her life. I couldn't just stand there and be nice, because people need more than just niceness. They need Jesus. We have to keep them both in balance. Just being nice is not talking about Jesus, and just talking about Jesus is not showing Jesus. This sounds confusing, so here's an example. The Apostle Paul wrote the simple logic of this in Romans chapter 10. Romans 10 verse 14 says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? Listen to this part of the verse again. How can they hear without someone preaching to them? Let's say there's a free ice cream day at your favorite ice cream place. No one told you about it, but everyone expected you to be there. How's that even possible? How can someone be expected to know something if they have never heard about it before? It's the same thing with the gospel. How can people be expected to just know about it when no one has told them? What if I told you that I had the cure to cancer, but I wasn't going to tell you or anyone about it because I didn't think anyone was worthy enough to know about it? That would be ridiculous. Most people are searching for something meaningful in their life anyway by chasing after worldly things. If you just share the gospel, it will amount to so much more than keeping it to yourself. We are not called to keep it to ourselves. We're called to go and speak. Now, to answer the question you are probably asking, how can I share the gospel in my everyday life? Be effective where you are. You don't have to be lazy sharing the gospel just because you think you don't have enough opportunities. You have plenty of opportunities in your everyday life to tell people about Jesus. You may think, oh, my job won't allow me to do that. Where I'm at right now in school, I don't have time. But trust me, you need to tell people about Jesus. Wherever you are is an opportunity to share the gospel. When we reach out to people and are effective where we are, we sometimes don't see the results. And that's the hardest part, is when we don't see the results. There are times when the results feel 1,000 miles away, but guess what? We're being faithful and we're planting those seeds. Later on in life, the person you minister to might come back thanking you for reaching out to them. Or you may never see the result in this lifetime. But God doesn't call us to look at the results. He calls us to be faithful where he has placed us, and then we will see the results. The person you tell about Jesus may reject you the first time, or the second time, or the third. But later on in life, they may come back and say, hey, I need that Jesus you were talking about. Getting rejected at first may be difficult, but you need to keep spreading the seed of God's word. It is so worth it. And you have to keep harvesting and you have to keep working, even when we're not seeing the results. Let me tell you, it is so hard. It's so hard when you don't see the results and you're like, God, why am I doing this? Nothing's working. No one's hearing. Is it even worth it? Yes. Every little thing is worth it. And God is looking at you and saying, good job. Well done. You're doing what I told you to do. Keep it up. Keep up the faith. Keep telling people about Jesus. Let me tell you a thought I had the other day. This might seem a little confusing at first, but I'll do my best to explain it. I imagined if there's this grandpa and he's telling his daughter, all right, you're flying over to see my grandson. Make sure to tell him how much I love him. Make sure to tell him, just tell him how much I love him and that I care for him. And then the girl flies over and sees the grandson, but she never tells the grandson that the grandpa said to tell him he loves him. And then she comes back and sees the grandpa, and the grandpa says, hey, did you tell my grandson that I loved him? Man, I hope he heard that. And you say, oh, well, I guess it didn't really come up in the conversations. I guess I never got around to telling you that. The grandpa's going to be a little frustrated, right? Because all you had to do was tell his grandson that he loves him. And this is all God is asking us to do. He's just saying, go, tell them I love them. Tell them I care for them. Tell them they are not alone. But we're afraid, aren't we? We like to think, oh, they're going to think I'm the weird religious one. Oh, they're going to think I'm weird. I'm not going to have any friends. I'm going to be the awkward one. But guess what? God just wants them to know that you just have to tell them that God loves them. So here are the 3 points. Where you are right now is your mission field. The second point is speak out. And last but not least, be effective where you are. Maybe now something different comes to mind when you hear the word missions. When you hear someone say the word missions or missionary, picture yourself and what you can do for Jesus in your community.